What turns a piece of glass into a light bulb? Electricity, which is essentially a flow of energy. I mean, I can have a light bulb, I can have as many as I want, but unless there's electricity, there isn't going to be any light. In Psalm 18:28, David says that God will light his lamp and that God will enlighten his darkness. And the passage got me thinking about the lamp, or, you know, the modern equivalent, the light bulb. Okay, so I took that image and I got to imagining myself as a light bulb. And I thought, okay, so what am I like? Do I emit light? If so, when? You know, am I shining all the time or just occasionally? Do I flicker on and off? And what switches me off? Maybe David was onto something when he wrote what he did. He recognized there has to be a source elsewhere, outside of himself, that will bring about the light. That because, after all, he says he has a lamp, but he's unable to enlighten his own darkness, and he's confident that God will do that part. And in mulling it over in my mind, I got to thinking, you know, I found myself asking questions like, am I connected to God? Can I rely on him as the source of light in my life? And how do I get connected? And even more importantly, how do I stay connected? I mean, if I were to ask you what kind of a light bulb you were, what would you say? I mean, think about your life from when you were born until now. Have you ever felt connected to God? And if you have, when was it? When was the time you felt least connected? Have you ever felt that you were in a pitch black darkness and in a complete blackout? I mean, the way I see it is, we're all light bulbs. But there came a time in my life when I couldn't see the big picture. I couldn't see where everything was heading, and every day just seemed to be the same as every other day. So, you know, at some point I just decided for myself that being a light bulb isn't enough. And it was this text that inspired me, that encouraged me to be more than a light bulb, to be more than someone who just eats and sleeps, goes to work and socializes and, you know, eventually dies. I'm not saying I've mastered that by any stretch of the imagination, but I've definitely been inspired to live more fully. I'm inviting you to dare to live more fully as well, to even try to get connected to God and see if it'll bring more light into your life. I'm inviting you to be an extraordinary light bulb, one that's connected and shining and enlightening others as it's fulfilling its very own purpose. Isn't, you know, after all, isn't that what light bulbs are for?